Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tonga Valoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory with the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Tate South says, Bob and 11 in a blazer is hilarious. Yeah, he didn't change from dinner. Everybody else got into party clothes. Bob's like, some Chardonnay, please. And he's just class, dude. He's class personified. I'm glad he went out, though. I don't think he went to last year's 11. Too focused.
I mean,
Didn't he have to go to Vegas?
He did take a nap the first couple of days.
Oh, you're right about that, Marcos. I forgot. He had to go to the award show.
Yeah, like immediately he went to Vegas, didn't win, and then came back for the parade.
What a waste of time that was.
Waste of time.
But the parade was quicker, right?
I think it was on a Sunday last year, too.
Yeah, but they won later on in the week.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember. Like, it would have felt like if you won on Tuesday, you could have done the parade today, but
right,
they wanted a whole week of partying. Also, probably easier to shut down A1A on a Sunday for a little bit, you know?
No, it's not.
I don't know, dude.
It's easier to shut it down during the week?
I don't think that's true.
People are going to the, I don't even go to the beach, and I know that.
You thought Sunrise had a beach. I'm not listening to you.
That's true. You were wrong about
that. What now?
You thought Sunrise had a beach. I'm not listening to you. I mean, you have like the sense of direction, like a naked mole rat, dude. Just
kind of like your sense of time.
My sense of time is just fine. The central time zone messes everybody up, and everybody knows it.
No, it doesn't.
Is that mountain time? I still don't know.
Phillies top the Marlins 2-1.
Boom.
This weekend they take on the Braves. Flanagan's weekend, though.
Yeah, I'm there tomorrow. Boots on the ground.
There you go. Busy weekend ahead for Frog Boy. Pacers force a game 7. They win 108-91 over the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wasn't that close.
It was not. The Pinks enter Miami. They beat FC Porto 2-1 filthy. Lionel Messi with a go-ahead goal on a free kick. He's good at those.
Oh, my goodness. It was sick. Like, how do you beat a guy left to his left that's going left? So he guessed the right way and still couldn't get there.
Hey, that Messi, he's good. The Cats' Twitter account finally revealed who gave out the last puck, and it was Bill Zito.
Oh, cool.
Bill Zito gave out the last puck and finished the board for the Panthers.
Yeah. That's great.
He's a long way from tossing that water bottle.
Oh, man. He was furious. He was furious on that one for sure. So, you have that. And then This was just seeing all the content coming out from last night has just been, Brad Marchand, I'm watching some clips of him. Whew. So how did he get a cowboy hat?
Man, they were stealing clothes.
I don't know. He probably needed that cowboy hat to keep the sun off his nose.
Or the laser lights.
That's great.
Absolutely plastered. We're still on KD watch. Nothing new has happened there.
Ooh.
Although Windhorst said that something could happen quickly.
They've been saying that for a week.
Wow.
They've been saying that for a week, that this thing is going to be happening. The one thing they seem to be very confident is it'll happen before the draft, which I kind of hope it does one way or another, so I know if the Heat have a draft pick or not. Like, supposed to host a draft show on Wednesday. Like,
so if they don't have a draft, are you still hosting a draft show?
No. What are we going to do, watch KD highlights?
Because nobody's going to care.
Yeah, like, I mean, they're not going to have their – I would imagine the 20th pick's going to – unless – I would imagine if KD is getting traded to the Heat, I'd imagine the 20th pick is going to be involved. I don't know for a fact, but I'd imagine that it is. So then I would imagine no pick. So I'm not sure. But yeah, Windhorst and everybody's been saying, Gambo's been like, it could happen here. When's it going to happen? Let's get to it already. I just want to know. Even if he's not on the Heat, let's go.
You got a plan B?
Yeah, my plan B is no DeMar DeRozan.
any other names out there? You?
I saw some Kuminga stuff was out there that the Heat might be interested. There's been a lot of smoke around.
I thought when they traded Kuminga. I thought when they traded Jimmy that the Heat were going to get Kuminga.
I think that was a pretty popular one, and I think that because Kuminga's in a situation where he's coming up on restricted free agency, that him and Steve Kerr not exactly on the best of terms, because Steve Kerr
wanted to get paid and he didn't get him play. He ain't playing.
No, he gave him a bench roll, and so I think that he probably would want to move on. But I don't know. See, like, here's the thing with the Heat, right? Like, I don't know in a sign-in trade what the Heat would give up for Kuminga. Like, would they just give back Wiggins? Is it just a swapskis for Wiggins? Because, like, I saw some Bulls rumors, and that kind of makes sense because they could just do Vucevic. They need a center in Golden State. Right. So, like, that kind of makes sense. You know, they're a little bit of a – they're more up and coming. But I will say I like the idea of – getting somebody like Kuminga, like going young and taking a bet on that more so than, you know, another, you know, old guy.
So the it's crazy.
The only old guy I want is Kevin Durant. Everybody else.
All these teams that are talking about trading for KD are extremely young. Even the Heat. He'd have a lot of young players, a lot of guys under 30, right? But if you look at I guess he's not going to Minnesota, but if you look at a team like Houston, you know, very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like if the Suns wanted to go that route, but I heard, we were talking about this the other day, they don't want young players.
The Suns don't. Yeah, right. I don't know what's up with that. I don't really get that. It's not like, Devin Booker's not young anymore, but he's not old. Like, he's not like he's 33 or something like that. So I don't know why there's this tremendous rush from them to want to be like in. I think it's just a matter of they've been so disappointing. They're going to be stuck with Bradley Beal no matter what. So I think if they're themselves.
The problem is you signed such a bad deal and made such a bad trade that you can't get from up underneath that contract. And that's going to hamstring you more than. You need to get some young, cheap talent for KD because you still got that albatross on your bench.
Luis says, hero for Kuminga? No, they're not going to do that.
No, they're not
going to do that. But I am like, if they don't do Wiggins for Kuminga, because Kuminga wants, like, he wants a lot of money. Like, he wants probably, like, 25 a year, at least 25 a year. So it's going to be, like, a four-year, $100 million deal and a sign-in trade.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but it is.
Wait, there's guys making 60, 70 million. So 25 million. Let's go back a few years ago when we were looking at dunks getting 100 million and thinking, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing now. So put it in perspective, 25 a year for a young player. He's had some success. That's not terrible.
Yeah, and I think it's just an inch. It just makes it a little bit more like, all right, he's going to be 23 before the season. Let's see what this rolls out to be.
What's his name? Got 13 to go to OKC for New York, Hartenstein.
Yep.
So you telling me Kuminga's only worth 7 or 8 million more than him? I'm in. He got $39 million for 3 years. And New York said, have a good life. No chance. And no. They missed him.
They did miss him. They did miss him, that's for sure. And then you got to figure, they got to figure out what they're going to pay Davion too. Like, what's the market for him going to be?
Is he a free agent?
Yes. Same thing as becoming a restricted free agent.
Oh, man, I really want him. I think that's it. While we talk about all these trades, I think that energy coming off the bench is well needed. Plus, you need another ball handler. Plus, you need a guy who can handle the ball and Tyler can play off the ball. So when you're talking about, say, if you add KD and you have a situation with Davion, KD, and Tyler on the floor at the same time, right? Now you got to drive, a kick, a shoot, a shot, right? That's what this team has been missing. That initiator.
Why not go after Lonzo Ball? He could be our point guard. Mitchell is the backup. What's the situation with his knee? Because his knee was cooked. Like, did he play much last year?
We're talking about injuries again. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. I do remember a return, but I don't know how active he really was. He averaged 7 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and I know he didn't really play too many games. He played 35 games.
No, I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah, his knee was messed up bad. And part of Lonzo's.
I'm out on the injured player. Like, Jimmy Butler has scarred me.
Yeah, I'd do it for I don't even know what his. To be honest with you, I haven't even thought about Lonzo Ball. I don't even know his contract. If he's a free agent and you want to do a Victor Oladipo minimum and just say, hey, let's see if there's anything left in the tank, okay. But as far as investing in him, I'm meh. I'm not. I don't know if the Heat are there with that. But to be fair, I didn't watch a lot of Lonzo Ball last year. I'm not really sure where he's at.
I mean, even in his healthiest 5 years ago, he was averaging 14 points, 5 assists.
Yeah, he's not but he's he's kind of a two way. He's almost a two way pure point guard. He brings that's his skill set. It's just that knee is. Remember there was a whole thing Remember where he had to prove he could stand up out of a chair because Stephen A. Smith said he couldn't even get out of a chair. That's how bad his injury was.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty bad.
He is on a. He signed to a 2-year, $20 million extension, but only this year's guaranteed. Next year's a club option.
Yeah, that's crickets.
That's not too bad.
But that's Jaime Jaquez.
That would be trading him for slow-mo. That would be
Exactly. Exactly.
We'll take a break here on the show. Streaming live on YouTube, Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Exotica is returning to Miami Airport Convention Center June 27th to the 29th. And you can win a 4-pack of tickets to go. For your chance to win, go to the contest page at WQAM.com and enter. That's what you got going on for everybody's looking for a little fun next week.
Oh, by the way, because we do the show that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody definitely let me know that there was more time last year.
More time.
The championship on a Monday last year.
Okay. That sounds. It sounds. That sounds. They won it on a Monday last year, and then so it was the next. Yeah, all right. So there's more time to party.
Yep.
I do have we have eyes. I've seen boots on the ground reports from several Panthers reporters of Brad Marchand. He is at the Dairy Queen. He did make it to the Dairy Queen. He has rallied, and he has a platter full of Brad Blizzards on it.
What's a Brad Blizzard? A Brad Blizzard?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what they've set up for his special Blizzard. Let me see. I'll check out Katie Engelson from Script Sports. She seems like she's had this. They have just renamed. It is the Brad Blizzard One Day Only Chocolate Chirp Cookie Dough.
What's the infatuation with raw cookie dough?
Oh, it's delicious.
No, it's not.
Dude, you know what? Can I just say something?
You know, no, you can't.
You got terrible ice cream takes.
It's true.
And just terrible takes in general when it comes to the sweets.
It's true.
No, I don't.
No, you do. Yeah. Actually, you do.
Yeah. You say things like, I don't like it, but I like it when it's a cheesecake, or just...
Hey, Marcos, here's live sound of Leroy when it comes to a delicious sweet.
Okay.
Like, that's what you do. That's what you, anytime we bring up something delicious, and the consensus is, hey, that's good. You're hoity-toity when it comes to the sweets, dude.
It's true.
No, I'm not.
You like, are.
The term sweet means that it should be enjoyable. If I don't like it, there's other sweets out there. I don't have to like the same crap you like.
You are so bad on this. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
So what would be your go-to Blizzard? I know you don't like ice cream, so this is a terrible person.
I don't eat Blizzards, but my go-to ice cream treat?
No, it has to be a Blizzard.
I don't.
Well, then you guess what? Just take yourself out of the cake.
I would do the turtle blizzard.
Blizzard? What's that?
The turtle blizzard.
Oh.
You know what's in that? Caramel, chocolate, nuts. I mean,
I can't believe it was
invented by somebody whose oven broke.
It's so good, though, dude. You've never had, like, you've never, you know, sat around Big Spoons making some cookies. You never dipped into the old cookie dough?
Offered, I say, no, thank you. I want the finished product.
Big miss by you. So you've just never even tried it?
No.
Wait. So you've never tried it. So you don't even know if you like it. Like,
I'm not eating like, cookie dough.
It's like negotiating with a 2-year-old. Like, you know, you don't like it. It's, try it. Maybe you'll like it.
No, I won't like it. It's cookie dough. It's not cooked. I want the cookie.
Okay. Well, you know what, dude? Sometimes switch it up a little bit. That's all.
I do switch it up.
Okay. With what?
Hmm?
Do you ever just get infuriated, Marcos, with his takes, like on the food?
Oh, all the time. Almost all the time. Because I'm telling you, it doesn't make... There's like a something that he says he doesn't like, but when it's
in the style of cheesecake... Can I say this, though? In fairness to me, nobody's ever come to my house and had a bad morsel of food.
Okay, so that's
why
fine.
Why you say my food takes suck?
Yeah, mostly your sweets takes, though.
Yeah.
They're not good. They're not good takes.
Okay.
You and Mark Hochman should have a podcast called Bad Food Takes.
No, okay. No. Come on.
Like, you should.
Really?
You should.
He likes the McRib. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You guys should just you should just riff off your unpopular food takes that you guys delight in. I swear. Mm.
Some of them are good, though.
My favorite ice cream is Founders Club at, what's the ice cream place?
Cold Stone.
The hell's Founders Club?
Yeah, it's along the same lines of a turtle blizzard.
So you like caramel.
And chocolate and nuts.
Okay.
Delicious.
Not undelicious. I mean, pretty good. Not cookie dough.
No.
Dade South says you like them old lady strawberry candies. Yeah, the ones in strawberry wrapping.
No, I don't.
Yeah, they do. Like no, they look like little strawberries.
They explode in your mouth. No. That goo in the middle. No.
Come on. Tier says that podcast would have 12-hour episodes. You would look at it on your podcast feed of Hochman and Leroy's bad food takes, and it'd be like, is this correct? 12 hours of just takes for episode one? Schmiedin says
First of all, we have totally opposite food takes.
Who, you and Hochman?
Yes.
Yeah, but all equally bad. Like it, well,
because first of all, listen, I can't do a podcast with a dude who gets excited when the McRib comes back. Or a guy. Now look. Listen. This guy has never ate a spiral ham.
I heard that take. I actually didn't hate that take. I don't like spiral ham.
What?
I don't.
Those make the most delicious sandwiches.
I like ham sandwiches, but I don't like spiral ham. I don't like it at Christmas. I do not like it Why? On a box. I do not like it with a fox. I just don't.
Okay.
So you can have that take, but I say I don't like cookie dough, and everybody flips out.
Yeah, just your take's stupid. Like,
who doesn't
just
like spiral ham?
Like, in general, you're
who doesn't like Marcos?
Yeah.
Have you ever met a person that goes, spiral ham?
Nobody has spiral ham as like a 1A for their holidays. Yeah, like, first of all, only shows up at holidays. And you're like, all right, I'll throw it on there. But you don't really.
No, I eat the ham before the turkey.
Okay, dude.
That's another hot take there.
Just keep burying yourself. Just keep burying yourself. You're like Barkoff. Like, you just have another.
Spiral ham makes the best ham sandwiches.
Disagree. But it's just like, for example, nobody's going out to dinner and being like, hey, I need the ham.
No, you don't get ham at a restaurant.
You've never done it in your life.
The only place you get ham is if you go to, what's the barbecue place?
Mission.
Mission Barbecue. They have ham.
Oh yeah, but I'm going to get other pork products. Like, I'm not going to get ham. Pulled pork, ribs. Brisk. I'm not gonna go to spiral ham.
I eat pulled pork. Not you think my go-to.
You think I'm gonna sit through the national anthem and have ham? I don't think so, dude. Not me.
So you eat ham on Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays?
Honestly, I'll pass on plenty. I'll skip it in the rotation.
That's very unlikely.
No, I will. I just like if there's a lot of other trimmings that are better.
We've been together almost 10 years. There's two things that I've never heard come out of your mouth. I'll pass and no thank you when food is.
I'm telling you, I don't like ham.
Okay.
I don't like spiral ham. I like cold cuts. I like a ham sandwich.
Well, how do you think you're made?
It's made. I understand where it's made, but it's just, I like everybody, like, you know, when you go to Publix, they give you a selection of how would you like it sliced? Sliced right. Thin. I don't like it sliced thick. Shemithan says you guys have never sounded fatter. He's right.
Hmm. I mean,
it all just comes down to Leroy's terrible Blizzard take, though. That's all.
Yeah, it's true.
Why?
Because you just, I don't know.
Man. You just don't like anything that's good. Anytime anyone's like, oh, that's good, you're like, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, catch really. You. Just like burritos.
Yeah.
But you know why I don't tacos, like burritos.
Yeah, the rice thing. I get it, dude. Right. You know what? Maybe it's time to move past it.
Wait. Why can I not like rice? I've told you my backstory on rice.
Right? Yeah, yesterday you told us how you hated orange juice because it was too thick.
Like when you drink orange juice.
You have food trauma, Leroy. You have food trauma.
You really do. Yeah, you're a scarred individual.
I'm not scarred. There's a lot of delicious foods out there. I don't have to like what you like.
Dude, if it's not able to be made on your pellet grill, you don't like it.
That's not true.
It is true.
That's not true.
You even do this with like pizza? Yeah.
Pasta, even not a fan of pasta.
This is why I'm scarred by pizza. Okay? People like Jennifer and Frog Boy and my daughter have scarred me a pizza because you get stuff like barbecue chicken pizza, Hawaiian pizza, right?
This is food.
That's
trauma.
What my daughter gets. I don't like neither of those. So when people say, hey, you want pizza? I look at the parties that I'm going to have to eat pizza with and realize I'm probably going to get a pizza I don't like.
Hawk and Horde, bad food take podcast coming your way soon.
That's pretty good. Hawk and Horde.
Take a break. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy, which means I will not bring up the Blizzard.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Next. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's. Go around the weekend slate. See what piques Leroy's interest. Starting off tonight on the diamond. Marlins, Braves. Tickle your fancy, Leroy?
As much as I hate Atlanta, no.
Oh. Yuri's on the bump tonight. See the little young phenom back. Oh, he's not on the mound tonight. Damn, sorry.
Nice try.
Tomorrow?
He's on the mound tomorrow.
Yeah.
4:10, tickle your fancy, Flanagan's day?
We should be able to, if you wear your Outback outfit, we should be able to spot you in the crowd, Frog Boy.
No, I'm going to be wearing my Flanagan's jersey.
Oh.
Yeah. Still be
you
able to spot
you. Think that's going
to
get you more free stuff?
Hopefully. Yeah, that's what I live for, free stuff.
Taking the whole family?
Some of my family came from Orlando. Very ridiculous. I don't approve of it, but hey, you know. And some of my family from down here is going to go. Figure we'll have enough space.
Brad Marchand right now is live at a Dairy Queen and is soaking it all in. He is apparently telling people, I'm home. I was like, wow, that's got to sting if you're Boston. It feels like I'm home, Brad Marchand told the crowd.
We'll see if you're home when it's time to sign that contract, buddy.
Wow. What a run. What a run for the rat. Unbelievable. Oh, man. What a time to be alive. Leroy.
Yes.
Also, this weekend, 28 years later. Tickle your fancy? The movie? You like zombie horror thrillers?
Nope.
No? Does nothing for you?
Like that I Am Legend or the what's that show that would come on, Dead Man Walking? No, not
anything. Nothing for you, huh?
Mm-mm. Yeah, because movies like that never end. They could go on forever. Part one, part two, part eight. It's like the Whisper movie. What, Silent?
Wow.
Quiet Place.
What about Saturday at noon? UFC Fight Night, even though it's not at night.
It's in Abu Dhabi.
It's in Baku. Azerbaijan. That's where it's at.
Okay.
Jamal Hill against Khalil Roundtree. A real light heavyweight slugfest.
Is that that's the brother, right? A Charlo? No.
Nope. Those are boxers.
Those are boxers. All right. No. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Are you going to be all in on that? 12 o'clock?
My son's got his jiu-jitsu tournament tomorrow. I don't know if we'll be done by then or not. I'll probably be able to see the main event. I would imagine.
How is he progressing in this?
How's he progressing?
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's good. He's this is his second tournament. He's got to weigh in tonight. but
you got him cutting weight?
Nah, he's at the bottom of his weight class, like as far as like so. And plus he's, you know, because he's big for a 9-year-old, like it's gonna be like the same three or four kids that are gonna be in his fight bracket. Okay. They may have to mingle some weight classes, like wink. We'll see. But last time he was at the bottom of his weight class, he had to take on kids way bigger than him. So
oh, that sucks.
He's but he handled it fine. He goes he rolls with a lot of kids who are bigger than him anyway. He's used to it. Not sweating it. Tonight, Leroy, the return of Love Island. Love Island USA. Megan Thee Stallion was on last night's episode. Can we convince you? Can that tickle your fancy to return tonight and parachute in? Could be a recoupling.
The recoupling is the best episodes?
Usually the episode before the recouplings are the best episode because that sets up all the drama. Mm-hmm. Take your fancy?
No.
All right. Yeesh. Tough crowd this weekend, Marcos.
Yeah.
So far, not a lot on Leroy's watch list.
Not a lot going on in period.
Yeah. Right. Maybe this is a weekend for rest for Leroy.
Nah, because game 7 is at 8 o'clock. It'll end at 11:30.
Mm. All right.
Jeez.
No golf either for him.
What about?
Yeah, there's golf.
The Travelers Championship, Leroy. Tickle your fancy?
Yep. Scottie Scheffler flirted with 59. He's leading after day one.
What's flirting? He got to he got to 60?
He got to 9 under and with 3 holes to go. And then he bogeyed a hole. So
is there golf every weekend?
62, sorry.
No. Is there like a specific season where golf is like prevalent or is it like year round?
Usually it goes like this. You know, you have the start of the season and then it leads up to the first major, which is the Masters. And then you have what is called major season where you have a lot of these big tournaments around the majors. And then when the major's over, then you get ready for the FedEx Cup series and the tour championship. Mm. And then there's silly season, which is a whole bunch of tournaments around and around where you get money just for showing up.
What about Saturday?
Yep.
7 o'clock on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Game one of the Men's College World Series LSU final.
Against Coastal Carolina, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Take your fancy?
Yeah. I mean, Coastal Carolina's really good. LSU has like two pitchers who throw straight heat. I'm talking about like 95 plus. Amazing. Yeah, I'll watch that.
All right. On Sunday at noon. You, of course, can hear it right here on 560 WQAM, but I imagine there'll be a live crowd. I think NHL Network is carrying it. I don't know. I think locally, I'm sure all the news stations will carry it. The Florida Panthers Championship Parade, Leroy. Tickle your fancy?
I'll be interested to see who's still awake. And where are you guys? You guys going to be at Lulu's?
Yeah.
Lulu's. Will you be partaking in the activities, the festivities?
If you are asking if I'm going to drink out of a fishbowl, the answer is yes. For the cats. Yeah.
Who are you doing the show with?
Solana. And then Frog Boy will be boots on the ground. He'll be reporter. He'll be a roving reporter.
So, all right.
What does that mean? Are you fancy? Is your fancy tickled or not?
Because you and Marcos are doing it.
So you're out because Solana's doing it?
No, I said you guys got me in. Solana.
You don't feel very enthusiastic about it. Like, it seems like I just put a cookie dough blizzard in front of you.
Solana is not into the shenanigans like we are.
I'll bring him in. He's going to have a fishbowl with me.
Really?
What?
I'm going to have a champagne gun.
What?
Allegedly.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Where did they get that?
You got to buy the gun separately. Allegedly.
Still haven't found that champagne bottle I tossed. No idea where it went.
Oh, yeah. It's underneath the concussed body.
Later on that night, the NBA Finals continues. Game 7 between the Pacers and Thunder at 8 o'clock. Tickle your fancy?
Yes. I tell you what. If anything, the Indiana Pacers have given you doubt, right? Like, it's not a foregone conclusion that OKC's going to win this thing, right? It's not. And that is what makes this interesting. That sports could sports.
just keep getting distracted by Brad Marchand content online.
How many days has he been up?
I mean, all of them.
Yeah,
since they've won. You gotta cash in the day, and then you party at night. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Well, does somebody need to take a nap?
I don't know. It doesn't feel like they're ready to sleep. They'll sleep next week.
Oh my goodness.
That's when they'll sleep. They'll make up for it. Except Bob. Bob's still getting his 8 hours.
Bob is probably on the ice right now.
Just lonely.
Look, just out there, just skating around. It's like, Bob, the season's over with.
He's like Happy Gilmore. He goes, 364 more days till next year's hockey season. He asked some dude from the Checkers to come up, just start shooting at him.
Oh, my goodness.
Bob, you want your day with the cup? Just put it over there. Busy right now. Can't be bothered. I'm getting ready. Back to work.
Can we think of another athlete? Like, we've heard, you know, football players. We've heard, you know, guys who are just committed to it. You know, who was the pass rusher for the Dolphins?
Cam Wake.
How committed he was. I'll drink when I'm done. You know, no sweets. Like, just committed to his craft. But when you watch Bob and watch some of the things he does, does that put him in just like a different atmosphere when it comes to commitment to his craft?
I think so. I think that that's one of those things where he is, I think that he's just next level. Like, just like right. The practice, like when you'd go to Panthers practice, he's got more practice after that for like an hour and a half, maybe two.
Right.
That's how much the guy is just diving in the regular season, you know. But Joel Quenneville would have known it because he was like, no, he's only 6'1". I want Chris Driga. Driga's big. No, big. Shut up, Quenneville. Hope you and the Ducks fail.
Oh, that's right. He's the head coach of the Ducks now, right?
Well, except for Radko Gudas, of course. But I'm sorry, Radko. I saw a rumor that he wants Ekblad. Kiss my ass. Get out of here with your mustache.
Who wants Ekblad?
Quenneville.
People in hell want ice water.
He wants him in Anaheim.
So?
Ekblad is a Disney World guy, not Disneyland, Quenneville.
Like, why? I mean, have you seen the way this team has been put together? There ain't too many people that are too excited about leaving.
Oh, man. You guys see how broken McDavid was yesterday? That was good. He's leaving them. Wow.
You think?
He didn't exactly plant his flag yesterday, Leroy. All of Alberta is freaking out. And you got the buzzards swooping in Toronto.
Is that a buzzard sound? Is that... Okay, all right.
I mean, no? that's a baby buzzard, right?
I don't know. I don't want to get too realistic. JFig might come a knocking.
It's true.
Yeah, don't spread those wings too much.
Oof.
Is that it? We got a pretty much bad weekend, right?
Pretty slow weekend. Pretty slow weekend.
It's going to get slower when basketball's over.
No, that's when the season starts.
Oh, God.
Plus, we have a summer league championship to defend.
Ah. How can we forget?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that.
You guys don't like Summer League? Well, I love Summer League.
I mean, yeah, I love watching Summer League, seeing all of our young players thrive, and then never seeing them again.
That's not true. You guys are being bastards.
Just saying. Really? Okay.
You're being bastards.
Just saying.
Okay.
It's not going to be the case. This is going to be the Arizona Wildcats team with Keyshawn and Pella. And their roles are going to grow even more this year. So you need to get your attitude right. I don't appreciate what you're doing right now.
About my boy, Josh Christopher.
He might. We'll see. Maybe. Right. We'll see. Maybe somebody else wants him. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't understand how you could win Summer League and then the team that you couldn't qualify for barely made the play-in.
You know, You guys just can't enjoy the good stuff, huh? Like, you know,
what is the good stuff?
Summer League repeat as champions. It's important.
Okay, so I made my point.
Like, it's irrelevant. Your point is erroneous and irrelevant, though.
Really? Mm-hmm. Just because you say erroneous doesn't give it more.
I think it does.
Yeah, it does. Totally got me with that one.
I can't take him seriously. He really looks like he's coming up with a director's cut. Like, I don't. Like, it's really, it is quite the look you have going on right now. You look like you smoke one of those cigarettes that, like, have the long filter. And
your hands are so fat, your boxes are tiny. Like, you can't even make a, like, dude.
Well, let me see your box, Crooked Thumb.
You look like you make film noir.
That's an oval, Leroy. That's a baseball. That's a toast.
Yeah, your fingers are so crooked, you can't even do it.
It looks like a piece of toast.
Yeah. You guys done?
Am I done? I was brutally attacked for no reason. I'm defending you guys from dinosaurs, and I'm getting attacked.
I'm sorry. Sorry you out here looking like Steve Irwin.
Crikey, get over here. We got ourselves a poison dart frog.
Wait, Steve, what the hell's Steven doing? Like, enough. My thumbs can't close. My thumbs are very, look, they work better than yours, even with the rod in there.
Do you have one of those clackers that, like, goes like this?
Action.
What, like, sealer it on up?
Yeah. Does he have one of those things? When you sit in the director's chair, do you use a blowhorn to talk to your crew?
That's a bullhorn.
Card on the shirt.
It's a bullhorn. It's a bullhorn. It ain't a blowhorn. What the hell's a blowhorn?
We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.